gonna walk out, we're gonna shut it down, because San Francisco is an anti-war town.
I'm Jesse Loesberg, and I've been knitting for a little over 2 years.
Young knitters like Jesse are flowing into cafes and bars across the country. The rising tide of knitters has now taken to the streets.
I got an email today inviting me to go to a knit-in downtown to oppose the war in Iraq. I think what's special about knitting is you can't knit without creating. That action is the exact opposite of firing a gun or dropping a bomb. And it's that fundamental basic act of creating something that runs contrary to our foreign policy right now.
On Thursday, we were at the Civil Disobedience Downtown
protester, Ari Johnson.
You know, there's a lot of confrontations with the police, and there's a lot of people yelling. We were walking down Market Street coming from another one of those police confrontations, and we stumbled almost literally right over the Knitters for Peace in front of the Gap. And we all just, it was like, like a thunderclap, but the opposite, you know, kind of like a zone of peace and focus. And we all just kind of stopped and sat there for a while and watched them.
I am Ajna, and I am knitting for peace.
My name's Shannon, and I am here knitting a scarf. By having a bunch of people sitting down on the sidewalk, knitting and sharing ideas and just talking, it really, I mean, when your hands are wrapped up in yarn and, you know, and in knitting needles and crochet hooks, you know, how can people possibly take that as an act of aggression? And so it really exaggerates the idea that we are here peacefully.
Another woman spins green yarn around a wooden dowel. The yarn, recycled from an old sweater, will be used to knit a scarf and a beanie.
My name is Andrea Potter, and I'm spinning reclaimed wool for peace. Well, I think it's very important to be seen, and we're obviously here to demonstrate against the war and to promote peace and diplomacy around the world.
To dive deeper into the connections between knitting and protest, I visited the Crafty Bitches. Founded by knitting mistress Melanie, the Crafty Bitches Knitting Circle meets in a queer bar in the Mission District of San Francisco.
For me, I think it's a statement against the corporate world. We can, you know, knit our shirts. We can knit our hats. You know, whatever. We can make our own stuff. We can be self-sufficient. And those of us who didn't know how to knit 6 months ago now do.
Like Renee, many related knitting to an anti-corporate political message. To others, it appealed on a more personal level.
For me, part of it, too, was like when the war started, even though it was inevitable, you sort of feel like, what am I going to do? You know, and I've been in lots of demonstrations and, you know, walking around and whatever is all good and well, and I'm really glad people do it, but it really felt nice to be sitting somewhere doing something with my hands.
We had a lot of positive experiences, and we've gotten a lot of response to it. People emailing us wanting to know to participate in it in the future. People really objected to the word bitch, which we had up on our banner. It said Crafty Bitches Knitting for Peace, and I think that was a little bit alienating. So I think maybe in future actions, we should focus on the knitting part, because that's the real message, you know?
They had a couple signs up, you know, saying Knitters for Peace. We were like, well, we don't knit. What's our hobby that could be similar?
Inspired by the knitters, Ari Johnson came up with a concept for Puzzlers for Peace.
The basic idea is we build a jigsaw puzzle out of plywood and then assemble it in a public place. People just came out of the march and helped, and it just turned into a puzzle-making experience, much like the knitters. We're not here just to tear something down, and we're not here just to say no. We're here to build something.
Knitting protester, Jesse Loesberg.
Every time you put two stitches together, you're building. Those are two stitches that weren't together before, and there's a lot of stitches coming apart, you know, over in the Middle East right now.